its focus on the important contributions made by girls and young women to the advancement of human rights. Girls and young women's activism focuses on many issues, and it's a creative way for girls and young women to take charge of the growth of society. However, they continue to be blocked by the perpetuation of negative social norms and the consideration of them as a homogeneous group. When we still have some households run under the ideology that makes career choices for girls without their say, if we still have some archaic culture and religious practices that devalue girls and young women and marry them off before their 18th birthday, then our activism efforts are being thrown down the drain. Girls and young women's activism is the new normal, and girls and young women are aware of the challenges and opportunities in the environment and are creating positive changes in their communities. Marginalized young women and girls are still strikingly creative in creating alternative places of belonging and means through which to express themselves, and they have continued to rise beyond their vulnerabilities. Therefore, we call on states and other stakeholders to, one, bring girls and young women on board and support them to participate meaningfully. Two, stop considering girls and young women as a homogeneous group of people. We are brilliant, energetic human rights holders, responsible and accountable. Thank you.
Thank you. I gave the floor to Save the Children International.
This statement is delivered on behalf of Lubinda, a 17-year-old girl advocate, part of the Children's New Agency, CNA. Working with CNA has helped her to improve her advocacy skills and given her the opportunity to be involved in the African Union and UN levels. Through the experience gained in those platforms, she has been educating people about child rights, especially those working with girls. During her interaction and participation in child issues, she noted with concern how girls are discriminated based on their gender and are not given the equal chance to express themselves. Lubinda underlines that girl voices are very important and they must be heard because they are capable and they are change makers.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I give the floor now to the Association for Women's Rights in Development.
Mr. President, I am representing the statement on behalf of AWID and the Observatory on the Universality of Rights. We welcome the working group's report and recognition that most political spaces, including the UN, are inaccessible and unapproachable for young activists, especially those from the Global South. While governments and multilateral institutions are adding a focus on young women, a study conducted by FRIDA, the Young Feminist Fund, and AWID reveals that 91% of young women activists identify the lack of financial resources as their main challenge. The safety and ability for young women and girls to organize and dissent are threatened by state violence and reprisals fueled by nationalism and diverse forms of fundamentalisms. Paternalistic laws and policies are weaponized by states and guardians to control the bodily autonomy and sexuality of young women and girls. Poor, Black, Indigenous, queer and disabled young women and those who face racism and xenophobia are disproportionately impacted in this regard. States must stop instrumentalizing so-called protection of young women and girls and stop misusing the concept of parental guidance to curtail their sexual and reproductive rights and scapegoat oppressed communities. We call on states to recognize the right to bodily autonomy and integrity of young women and girls and eliminate paternalistic laws to this end. States must proactively put young women and girls at the forefront of decision-making processes and systemically ensure young women and girls meaningfully participate in UN processes. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to International Lesbian and Gay Association for a joint statement.
Mr. Vice President, we welcome the thematic report of the Working Group on Discrimination Against Women and Girls and Young Women's Activism. The mandate has been instrumental in making LGBTQI women and girls' struggles visible and guaranteeing their rights. We commend the report's references to SOGI and its intersectional approach to gender and age, narrowing civic space and economic insecurity. Indeed, young feminists are diverse and organized intersectionally. We join the working group's concerns on the increased risks of harassment and violence for young women and girls in the context of gender backlashes and barriers to freedom of expression on SOGI issues around the world. These barriers target and disproportionately affect young LGBTQI women and girls. Russia's ban on